got music started unless Bobby wants to get up and dance and give us a little celebration after that win. But we'll get started with questions in the room. Maybe Mitchell, you want to kick us off?
Sounds good. Bobby, two wins from two. What have you liked most from the start to the season for you guys beyond those 6 points?
Yeah, you answered the first part of the question, 6 points. Is what we like. I think tactically we've been good. You know, you look at this game and I think maybe we want some more goals a little bit earlier. I think we're good at attacking the box and getting into certain areas of the pitch, being a little bit more more efficient there. But I think, you know, the guys have done a good job on the tactical part of the game. I always say it, I don't like leaving games to chance and luck, and we want to be able to create our opportunities from something that we've worked on or something that we do. And in the first games, that's what we've been doing. So that's something very positive.
And again, the fluidity between the front line was immense today. You know, David and Tristan switching sides. I mean, everyone basically popped up in all the different positions and looked composed in all those spots. How important is that now, a couple of, you know, a year later, that they all seem to fit so well together?
Yeah, I think it's something I've talked about a lot in the off season, just internally within our group, and I've probably said in a few of these pressers that two important players that are, in one way, new signings to us are David Chouanière and Tristan Borges, just because of their difficulties last year with injuries and so on. And we know if they can be good for us, that's going to help us along with all the other pieces that we have in that front group. And I think it showed today.
Thank you, Mitchell. Neil.
Bobby, do you think the early start your team got in the Champions Cup has got you ahead of the curve, so to speak?
You know, Neil, I'm not sure because it's tough. It's tough to be able to plan how you train and periodize and get into the whole science of players. So it's a tough one because we started January 4th. So, you know, maybe it could give you a little bit of bumper earlier, but it's something you got to plan for a little bit later. And most of it, it's mental fatigue that comes in. So right now the guys are still fresh. So I think that helps us. But I think the biggest thing that helps us is, one, it's we have a group that's been together since last year. If you look at all the players on the field except for Daniel Parra, these guys have all been here. And we're steady in our approach. You know, we don't change much week to week or over time. And that gives guys a lot of confidence in what we do on the pitch as opposed to the opponent.
So many questions for Bobby here. I love it. You know what? Thomas Hewitt over there.
I was wondering if we can talk a little bit more about like the Borges, Chouanière, and Badibanga combination, because they were all just working so well together and, you know, really kind of put you guys on the front foot.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is they're quality players. Our job as coaches is to make sure we don't restrict that quality, but we want to get them into certain parts of the field where their best qualities can be shown. So it's a big part of what we do and how we play. It's which zones we put certain players in, because they may start in a position in a formation, but that's not really important to us. You know, Tristan Borges was drifting a little bit more outside into the right to try and find himself a little bit of that space there, and that creates a very dangerous duo there with Chouanière, especially in the first half. So the guys, like I said before, you know, tactically they hit the right spots, they did the right things many times, and you know, we've gotten into the box in dangerous situations often, and you need to have those numbers high in order to create your opportunities and get your goals. So those guys have been doing a great job with it, and we just got to keep on going.
And two wins from two, the midfield's kind of really ticking, and you've still got like Eli Mancise who's coming in. So you know, how do you plan to kind of fit all these guys in the team going forward?
When you get them, you figure it out. Right now, you put points in the bank, and that's what you try and do. You know. Noah Jensen's a player who's coming back from a little bit of an injury, missed last week, got some minutes today. Dom Samuel was out from injury. Obviously, we're missing two of our foreign players, who we expect to be in here soon. Garvin Matusala, who I think is one of the top center backs in this league and has a bright future, hasn't been able to feature for us. So I think it's important. You know, you have two games, 6 points, you're missing some players. But that means it's opportunity for others, and you know, you got to take it to keep yourself moving. That's how the game goes.
Thanks. Well, Coach, congrats on the win, of course. I think you alluded to one of Thomas's questions. We saw in that first time in particular that the combination with Borges 1 year on that right wing regularly. Was that part of the plan to like attack York's left-hand side of the defense? Because it seemed like something you guys were practicing.
Yeah, there was a plan on either side, and it all depends. It's the players have to choose, because we can come up with a plan, and then a player moves into a certain zone defensively and may take that away. So they had three different things that they had to look at and make decisions on. And that's the quality of the players. You know, we give them this this guidance and we work on things. Then they have to make decisions in real time, and I think that's part of the pitch we saw, that we created the space. We were able to get into there based on the way they were defending. So the importance and the quality of the player shows that you keep on going there. You know, and we have one of those things. It's up to the opponent to adjust. It's not up to us to adjust for them until they figure it out, and then we go somewhere else. So I think the guys did a very good job at that. They recognized it. We discussed it before the game, and they went there, and that's where we think maybe we should have had, you know, one or two, not better chances at goals, but maybe a goal a little bit earlier in the game.
Absolutely. To follow up, again, we see the importance of Borges last week. You know, we spoke and I asked about, you know, the fact how he stayed on his feet despite that, taking that knock, gets that assist, and then this week, you know, a really good assist on the second goal. The third goal, you know, being able to be aware and not give up on the play. Just thoughts on how important it is to have him back in the team. I mean, you see him miss out was on last year.
Yeah, he's a quality player. We don't have to look back. If you look at him statistically, he's one of the top attacking players in this league. And he hasn't been here for 5 years, the full 5 years that many others have. And, you know, it's a good start for him in these 2 weeks. And I think confidence is good for an attacking group of players. That's something that you want. So you don't have to think about when am I going to score, when am I going to get assist, when am I going to contribute to the team. So that's done. And then you can focus on the football and you can focus on, you know, what's needed each and every week, as opposed to just thinking of the stats. And that's sometimes something that players get stuck in their head early on. So we're happy it's out of the way for some of these guys, and they can really focus on being better as a unit, being better as a team. Because if you do that, then individually you're always going to be better.
Thank you, David. Joseph and Bob.
Bobby, a lot of listeners keep asking me, what are you doing with Parra? How you are communicating with him? Because we see him so steady. It seems like he was in the team like for a long time. Yeah. He was very important today. He was back and forth, making passes, but the question is, what you do to communicate with him?
Two important things. He understands English and he understands tactics very well. So he's a player who speaks English well, so that's been easy. And he has a good tactical mind. So it's easy to talk football with him. It's easy to talk about two, three different things that you want from him in a match and how to adjust, and he picks up to it very, very quickly. So that shows that he's got a good development background, that shows that he's played in a top competition, and you know, he's come in here and it's been seamless, and I think it's only going to get better with a player like him.
You were impressed with the attendance from today? Like, it was a very nice attendance, everybody was cheering for the game.
Yeah,
I thought... bad that York lost, but, you know, you take that, as you said, you like the wins.
Yeah, the atmosphere was very good. You know, it's we're focused on the game that way, but sometimes you turn around and you see it, and I think it's great. And this is a very nice stadium. You know, it's from all aspects, and I think if it fills up, it gives a very good environment for a home team, for York, and also for us. I've said it before, we love playing in front of crowds. We don't care if they're with us or without us. It just gives you more energy. It gives everything something a little bit more special about it. And I think today it was a very good atmosphere.
Thank you.
Ron.
So my question is also actually about Parra, but it was like the brothers who own this team have deep links with Monterrey, and they signed two players from Monterrey to play for them, and yet they've at the meet and greet, they said they did pass on Daniel Parra, who also plays for Monterrey. How did you hear about him and that you were able to get him to play for you guys?
He's a good player. We try and keep our net open. We've got a good network in Mexico, and he's a player that landed us. It's more position. We're looking for a player to fill a gap at left back. And, you know, Central America, including Mexico, is a place that we scout quite a lot. And look at different players in Mexico who, to be honest, are playing in Liga Expansión, which is the second division, that are playing in there, plus the other regions. And he's a player that kind of came up on our radar with a good background, and that's how it goes.
Thank you. Brandon.
Bob, I just wonder if we could get a couple words on Chris Columbus day in goal. Came up with a couple of big saves. The first half, the one on Bahia, I believe, was that he pushed away. He's been a very steady presence, I think, for the club in his very early career so far with the club in terms of getting games. Just again, wondering if you could maybe speak on how he's developed even just over the last 16, 17 games.
Yeah, he's got two important things for a modern goalkeeper. One, he's got good hands. He catches a ball. Doesn't leave a lot of rebounds out on crosses, on different things. And second, he's got good feet. And for a team that likes to play and sometimes likes to take a little bit too much risk in build-up and so on, I think he gives us a fantastic extra player on the pitch who's calm. The players are very confident in playing with him. So, those are two characteristics that we've seen in these first 2 weeks, plus going back to Champions Cup and the two matches we play there. And, he keeps his head down. He keeps on working. He's a guy that's been in this club and organization for the last 3 years, so nothing's new to him on where you're playing, what you're doing. But, it's the life of the goalkeeper, I say. We get five substitutions in a game. You don't usually see a coach changing a goalkeeper mid-game or in the 48th minute for a tactical substitution. So the life of a backup goalkeeper, what Chris was in the last few years, is a tough one because you can only just show up and work and wait for your moment. And then when your moment comes, you're that guy. And then sometimes there's another second goalkeeper who's a very good one, and we've got one in Jasim, who's a fantastic goalkeeper. And we just look forward to those guys keep on pushing each other and Chris keep on having good performances.
Sure, Bobby.
Any other questions in the room for Mr. Springles? Read along.
From a guy, what's the latest one that I'm
Yeah, it's. I think it's a matter of days, so everything is kind of done with his paperwork and this visa process and so on. We're just waiting for one last kind of check mark, so hopefully it's within this week, even though it was supposed to be a month ago.
Usual GTA bureaucracy. Okay. Yeah. Any more questions in the room for Bobby? Okay, great. Coach, thank you very much as always.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
We'll get Chris in here as soon as we can, guys. In the meantime, take a well-earned rest. A lot of bodies in here. I was told you didn't get fed, so that's my bad. It's on me. So sorry about that.